This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope everyone is doing good today. I know around the world, many of us are quarantined at home, but I want to say today that, you know what, if anything, we will be those written in the history books one day, that our kids and our grandkids and their kids can say and read in the history books to say, hey, you know what, that was my dad, that was my grandfather, that was my grandmother. You know, they lived through that time. And so, hey, if anything, folks, we're becoming famous. We're getting written down in history books. All right, during this horrible quarantine virus situation. But hey, I don't make light of the situation, but I always try to find the positive in all things. And I want to share something with you today. It's interesting to me. I was speaking to a lady, a client of mine yesterday in our life coaching session, and she's located in Australia. And the thing we were talking about at that time was how interesting it is that the entire world tends to sort of quote unquote come together, knowing that she's on the opposite end of the world and doing the exact same thing I'm doing, and that is, you know, staying at home, being quarantined with a family type of thing. And it's interesting that the entire world knows when to come together during a crisis, and we know how to help each other out. And that's a great thing. I applaud about humanity. I really do, because I think when tragedy strikes or things happen, we tend to bind together as the human race, you know, overlooking religions and cultures and creeds and colors and everything else, and we begin to bind together to say, you know what, if we don't help, quote unquote, save ourselves, to come together to help one another, you know, we're gonna fall apart. And I love that about humanity, that it's a God trait that just knows how to draw itself together to be able to rebuild, put back together. And I love that about humanity. So today, I want to talk to you guys about being productive. I want to talk to you guys about what to do, how to be productive. Now, many of you might say, hey, I work 9-to-5 job, or I work from home, or, you know, I'm a house mom, a housewife, whatever. Hey, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. If you're a house mom, taking care of your children, or maybe cooking dinner or cleaning up the house, let me tell you something, your job doesn't end at 5. So I applaud each one of you. People who think that women who stay at home don't work, let me tell you something, that is not true. Women that stay home taking care of your children, men, and taking care of the house, let me tell you something, they probably work harder, more than you, because their job doesn't end at, it doesn't start at 9 and end at 5. Their job goes on and on as long as their kids are young and the house is dirty, you know what I mean? And so I applaud you women, because you have some of the toughest, roughest jobs. And I definitely want to say thank you, because us men could not be where we are today if it had not been for many moms and many housewives and people that really was able to do that. Even men who stay at home while their wives work. I mean, we applaud you as well. So I want to talk to you guys about being productive. And that is maybe something you can start today during this quarantine time, and you can formulate a habit to where after this quarantine time is over with, you can already get into the mood or the habit of being able to change your life and shift your life. And so let's talk about that for a little bit. One of the things I want to discuss, first of all, is learning how to measure your success. Now, you might think, what does that mean exactly? It means calculate what you've done today, then tomorrow see what you can do to complete that, or see what you can do to add to it. And that way, at the end of the week, maybe 4 days later, a month later, you can go back and measure the success of what you've done, that you know your accomplishments have already been put into motion to carry out. A lot of times we don't tend to keep a journal or keep a vision board or keep a notepad or something, and maybe on our iPhone, they have the notes on an iPhone. Whatever we find ourselves doing, I would always say write it down, because I want to be able to look at the measurement tomorrow based on what I've done yesterday and then the before to see how far I've come. It's so empowering to know, you know what, I've come this far, and I can backtrack and see exactly where I was a week ago on this project, where I was a month ago on this project. In this situation, has it improved? I love to be able to measure the things of my life to be able to know that I am evolving. I'm improving myself. I'm improving the situation. I'm improving my marriage. I'm improving my children. I'm improving my health. I'm improving my body. I'm improving my finances. I'm improving the success that I know has been real for me that God has given me. And so I want to encourage all of you to start today. Get a journal, get a diary, get a vision board, get something that you can truly measure out from day to day or maybe week to week exactly how far you've advanced since the last time you sort of wrote it down. Very highly important we do that. Now, another step I would definitely say is learn to shut down the digital disruptions. Learn to shut down all these digital social media things. Now, am I on social media? Pretty much I am. But there's also a limit that you can be able to hold a standard to say, you know what? I have some extra time outside of me working on my projects, outside of me working on my success, outside of me working on building my business, outside of this, outside of my family. Family, you know, during family time, I would say use social media to a place where it's minimal, to where you're using it and activating it in your life at a place where you know you've already finished and accomplished everything else. Don't find yourself during the day looking back and thinking, man, I spent 4 hours on social media today, and yet you got nothing done besides talking to people, just how you doing and all this other stuff. No, find yourself where you're building boundaries to say, this is enough. This is all I need in a day. Maybe 30 minutes a day or an hour a day. Now, hours are actually asking for a lot, but hey, nowadays, most people are on their iPhones or iPads or computers. So I would say, if anything, find yourself at your place where you can say, I am only getting on social media today 30 minutes or 1 hour or whatever. And then mark that. And when you mark it, you know you have completed that. And therefore, you've finished everything else. And now you're going to use maybe your dessert as your social media. Hey, I've done everything else. I've achieved this. I've done this. I've added to this. I've improved this. I've spent time with my kids. I've spent time with my wife. You know, I've added to my vision board. I have, you know, had a strategy today or this week on maybe how to make more finances. I've started another business. Whatever it takes for you to call yourself successful more than you did yesterday or you were a week ago, do it. And then let your dessert be social media. That way you're able to really examine your life to understand what exactly now do I find myself, you know, doing? Am I during protocol? Am I knowing what to put first? What is top notch, most important? And that way my social media is last. And if you do, you're going to feel good about yourself at the end of the week. You'll feel a lot better knowing that you have done what you know you needed to do. And another thing I'd also say is block times off for yourself. Block some time to where you're saying, hey, you know what? Between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. when I get home, I'm spending time with my wife. Hey, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., I'm spending time with my husband or my kids. You know, I'm allowing myself this amount of time for TV, and if I'm going to watch TV, I want to include my family on something they want to watch. I want to watch something my kids are going to be entertained by, they'd love as well, and my wife, my husband, whatever. The key thing is look at your life and understand, what am I doing that I can incorporate other people to be a part of this, part of my life, not having to force them to watch or to listen to something that they don't want to listen to or watch. Get involved in something that is about us, not just me or you. It's about us. That way, all of us want to watch it together. And you can maybe, you know, get popcorn and you build memories. Is that part of your success? Absolutely it is. You're learning to be successful with your family. You're learning success with your family. You're getting quality time in. And that actually, my friend, is learning how to be successful and learn how to be passionate about something. I always say, you know, rise early in the morning. Here's another point. Get up early in the morning. Do not sleep late. When I see people, you know, look and they say, man, I was up till 2 in the morning because I knew the next day was my off day. Okay, fine, great. Now you're going to sleep till 8 or 9 or 10 or 11. I've known of people. I know of some people who will sleep till 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., almost noon. What I was about to say, I've been working 4.5 hours already since you woke up. And those 4.5 hours, literally, I was able to make thousands of dollars. I kid you guys not. I was able to make thousands of dollars between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the morning. Many times. So the idea for many of you is you want to be able to wake up early, rise early. The Bible even says, you know, seek me early while I may be found. Now, is he talking about early in the morning? Hey, it might be, it might not. But the truth is, I'd rather be able to get up at the dawning or the crack of the morning and be able to get up and say, what can I do today? because I want to enjoy myself, but I want to enjoy, you know, my life. I want to, I mean, when, you know, these days are going short, folks. In other words, you wake up and life is but a vapor. You wake up one day and you're thinking, wow, I'm 50 and I used to be 30. Where do the 20 years go? Well, we learn to get up early to where you're being productive. Don't sleep late. I mean, if you knew the power of income, if you knew the power of your imagination, if you knew the power of your creativity, if you understood that for in a four-hour period, if you set your mind to it, you could create a website. In a four-hour period, you could do a lot of, you could say cold calling, you know, when it deals with the fact of being a realtor or someone who maybe needs to make some calls. You know, you can make $1,000 or hundreds of dollars within a four-hour period. You can already establish and have your work done, halfway done, as opposed to getting up at 11 or 12 and saying, I'll go in and do my work that I got to do today after lunch. Why? You can enjoy the rest of your day if you learn to get up and rise early and begin to really put yourself into a disciplinary place to say, I love myself and I love my life. I don't want to sleep it away. People who sleep late to me are basically saying, I don't like my life. It's boring. I don't like working. So the only thing I know to do is I'll enjoy myself by just sleeping it away. Now, if that's you, great. No condemnation. But the truth is, I want to rise early. I love my life. I want to be able to get up at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., go do meditation, go pray, go, you know, read a great motivational book that I can educate myself on. And that way, by the time you guys wake up at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., I've already mastered and gained tons of education, or gained money, thousands of dollars, or been able to do meditation and get myself ready and prepared for the day, or prayed, or done whatever I needed to do that I feel like God's called me to do. I've already mastered that already. And if you imagine, if you do that every morning, if you could get up early and every morning as opposed to 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., imagine what you could accomplish. You could be a millionaire by now. You could already have a business established. Think what you can do within a 3 or 4 hour period, folks. Very important you understand. And it's truly those who love, really love their life and enjoy their life, because they understand their life is not boring. They're not trying to sleep their life away. They understand, I love to wake up because I know people need me and I need people. And today I'm smart. I'm a genius. I'm witty. I've got creative inventions in me. People want what I have. Those are in mentalities that the people have when they love their life. And it's very important that people understand that concept, because once they do, then they realize, I have a life that's important and the world needs to know about it. And guess what? The world will know about it once you do that. Learn to recharge your batteries. Learn to begin to charge yourself up. The Bible says to build yourself up in your most holy faith. Build yourself up to the place where you are charging your batteries to say, you know what, whatever it takes. If I have to play loud music for 5 minutes, crank that radio up then. If I have to, you know, maybe just have sound or music going on around me, crank it up. If I got to have the TV on, maybe my favorite comedy show to crank me up during the day, go for it. Whatever you need to recharge your batteries, to get you motivated and going, then do it. Whatever it takes to do it. You know, I've heard people say, man, what really motivates me is I get up in the morning, I pray, and I just speak in tongues for a long time, you know, and it charges me up. Or I have people say, I can do meditation and I'm ready to conquer the world. Or I can pray, you know, walking around praying, you know, that charges me up. Whatever it takes for you, folks, whatever it takes for you, just do it. Because you know what works for you. You know what charges your batteries up. And if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for you. So build a habit to say, what charges me up the most? Because I want to be revved up and ready to go for the day. All right? Next thing I would recommend to you guys is learn to celebrate the small wins. Learn to celebrate your small victories. Once you master the small things, the Bible makes it very plain that that if you're faithful in the small things, God will make you faithful and rule over many things. So what you want to do is you want to be able to accomplish the small things, because you will never master a task greater than what you're used to dealing with if you don't master the small thing first. Because things that come bigger are always coming out of the small things every single time. And you can't expect to jump into something big at all if you haven't mastered small things. Because you'll devastate yourself. You will totally just destroy that big thing if you don't know how to handle it. The best way to handle things is watching yourself approve by the power of God's approval, for lack of better words, verifying you, validating you once you you've mastered something small, then you know you're ready to handle something big. Why? Because your mind grows through the small things. Your mind grows through things you've been through. Line upon line, precept on precept, the Bible says. You know, going from glory to glory. Every time there's a stepping stone in God's kingdom, every time there's a stepping stone in your life, every time there's a stepping stone to advance, let me tell you something. It only happens through you mastering small things. You've got to become a mastery at the things in which you know are in your life right now. Everything in your life right now, because life is your teacher. Everything in your life right now is there to see if you can master it. And if you can master those things right now in your life, don't go around saying, oh, I got to find something small. No. Right now, whatever is in your life right now is always smaller than what it's going to be tomorrow. Everything. You might say, well, I'm already a millionaire. Well, you know what? Still master the small things right now, because to you, being a millionaire is still small because you're used to it. You've grown into that place to where that, you know, the shoe fits. And then you continue that small thing, which might be large to other people, but to you it's still small because you've mastered that level. You've grown into the level of becoming a millionaire. Once you've mastered that, you can become a billionaire. I mean, you know, people, you never know. I'm talking about anointing, success, church life, money-wise, economically, socially, relationally. Everything is dealing with small things for you to master and accomplish. Everything in your life right now is only in your life because you've brought it and attracted it into your life according to what you could handle. Think about that. Everything in your life right now is drawn into your life because God knows exactly what you're able to handle right now. And when you handle that stuff right now, you will be promoted. You'll go into the big stuff. Okay? Every single time. So I want you to think about that for a moment. I really do. And I really hope some of these points actually will help some of you guys out today. I want to be able to get you all to a point where you're knowing how to be able to master your life by building, you know, a dynasty, for lack of better words, of what God has for you in His kingdom. By making yourself successful to say, I owe it to myself to get up early. I need to discipline myself to lose weight. I need to discipline myself to do cardio. I need to discipline myself to lift weights. I need to discipline myself to jog. Exercise, do yoga, whatever it takes for you. But honestly, folks, honor your life. Honor your life enough where you love it and you want to cherish it. And honor it by feeding and investing back into yourself. And the best way to do that is build boundaries. Build yourself up in your most holy faith, also meaning the fact that, you know what, I gotta realize that no one else is going to cheerlead for me. No one else is going to do that for me. I need to cheer myself. David said in Psalms, he said, that David encouraged himself in the Lord, which means at David's lowest point, he encouraged himself. And the original language actually says David repaired himself, put himself back together. In other words, David motivated himself to say, look, I don't need anyone else to motivate me. I can do it myself. I can encourage myself until I feel strong enough to take the task on. That's what God's called us to do and be. And today, I want you to be your best friend. And to be able to encourage your best friend, encourage and enlighten your best friend, give opportunity to your best friend, to the encouragement and the respect to wake up early to see what your quote unquote best friend, the other half of you, can be able to accomplish and achieve. Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The reason why you don't have anything in your life right now or have the things you're looking for is because God's already willed it to you to do all things. But the thing is, though, you're not doing the all things. But it's God's will that you're able to do all things. Paul did it. Paul said, I can become all things to all people. So guess what? It's possible. It's possible for you to be all things to all people. It's possible that you can do all things through Christ. So if that's the case, then what's holding you back? Not your mom, not your dad. Well, I was raised on the wrong side of the tracks. Well, that's an excuse you could use when you're a kid, but not anymore. Where are you right now? If you have the revelation of where you came from, listen to me closely. If you have the revelation right now of where you've come from and you say, I came from an abused home, then you got the revelation that was an unhealthy home for you. In other words, you see the separation now of consciousness of where you are now versus the recognition of what happened to you then. When you begin to awaken in consciousness and you begin to understand the power of, I was raised on the wrong side of the tracks, wow, you had the revelation that you were. Most people don't even have that revelation. Most people that are on the other side of the tracks are living in it, so they don't see the difference. They think that's life. But when you get the resurrection and the ascension into a higher level of thinking, And you get the awakening of understanding, wait a minute, this is where I came from, this is how it used to be. Then praise God, that's the revelation you needed. For you. And God's going to say, ah, so you know what you're telling me? There's no excuse now. Once you have a revelation of what happened to you in your life, and you can define it as being not good or bad or that's unhealthy, the moment you have a twinkling of your eye, a revelation that you recognize that, you will be held accountable. And don't think for a moment you can use that excuse anymore to say, but Lord, I didn't know because this is where I came from. And God's like, exactly. You knew where you came from, so why aren't you doing better? Why aren't you making improvements in your life now? You see what I'm saying? So remember, once you know something, you're held accountable for that in which you know. And if you're not doing something about it, then guess what? You're going to look back in your life and say, well, I don't understand. I really tried. But the key thing is, no, you actually just lived and masked your face by living in the past still and not recognizing that you already have the diversity through the awakening to say, this is then, and then this is not who I am now. And then what excuse are you going to use then? So I would recommend today, every one of you, face reality of what happened, what used to be. Know where you are now and move out of the now moment. That way you realize I can do anything I want to do. I can be whatever I want to be. I can have whatever I want to have. Because God wills me that all things flow down from the Father of lights. And in Him there's no shadow of turning. Which means God is flowing down all good things to you right now. You have no excuse except except blaming yourself for not grasping it, running into it, and making your life what it needs to be today. So go today and make accomplishments. Be the person, be the change you want to see in the earth, and be the person God's created you to be. And that person should be something that says, I mastered everything, I'm the mastery of all, and yet I'm the mastery of none. I've traveled everywhere, yet I've traveled nowhere. Which basically is saying, you know what? I'm not putting my faith or my stock or my pride in everything that I've done. I'm just saying that I could do all this, but yet to me it still means nothing because I still have a greater length to go further in my life to continue my accomplishments, continue doing what I'm called to do in my life. So I want all this to sort of soak into each one of you today. You guys are all a blessing. I know you're all champions, you're victors, and you can do anything you want to do. Use the law of attraction. Use the Bible. Use prayer. Use meditation. Use what it takes in your life to push you forward to be the best version that God's created you to be today. By the way, today, as we close, don't forget to go and create your day of what you know today you can attract, which you can imagine, because if you can see it, you can have it, and it'll become your reality. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.